Commander James Beneker of the U.S. Coast Guard is helping lead the cleanup. He says spill responders have met the Coast Guard's goals for the response.
We wanted no oil left on the rocky surfaces or the pilings that we could access that where oil would come off when rubbed. You know, so we don't want anything that's going to oil a bird or any marine mammal or any wildlife that gets on that beach.
Besides using booms to contain the oil, responders also cleaned up the debris from the fallen structure and pressure wash harder surfaces. The unified response includes contractor Alaska Chidoe and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC. According to the latest DEC situation report, responders have collected more than 1,800 bags of oiled absorbent material so far, including from heavy oil called bunker sea fuel, in addition to other oils like diesel and gasoline. Vinegar says there is still some oil in the remaining two structures on the water, and the person currently managing the site agreed to allow the responders to remove a portion of it. And Binnaker says now it's out of the Coast Guard's hands.
The remaining pier structures are not unlike many throughout Alaska, and it's not our determination at this point that it poses an imminent threat of collapse and pollution.
Jeff Merrill of DEC says the state is going to check out tanks held in a structure further up the property. DEC has an ongoing case related to the tanks. According to the Coast Guard, in 2013, one of the tanks was shot, and that led to a leak of oil onto the property. Merrill says that's what they're going to look into as part of their next steps.
What we're going to investigate is the impact of that leak on the, you know, on the ground and soils and potential contamination.
Chugiak resident Mark Kroll says he's the effective manager of the land. He explains he took on that role in 2012 in light of the poor health of the owner, who he says is a friend of his, and he says he was running a lodge in the area until last year. Kroll says vandalism led to the leak on the property, and he flew to Shiak Island to take care of it.
There was a slight sheen, but not much of it evidently got to the water when the vandals shot it. Most of it absorbed into the soil on the hill above the water.
Kroll says at the time it was either clean up the land or else the property owner would deal with the more expensive fines from the Coast Guard. He says he shipped in oil response equipment and footed the bill himself, which he says ended up being a little more than $40,000, a cost which he says contributed to him closing the lodge. Kroll says he stored the remainder of the oil from the tank in a container in one of the buildings at the pier. That's where it stayed until strong winds knocked it into the water in February, causing the most recent spill. Kroll was employing a caretaker for the property at the time. He says the caretaker emailed him the day the container carrying the fuel fell into the water. Kroll was unclear about what he intends to do with oil still stored there. He also indicated he was trying to end his involvement with the property. Kroll did not respond to further emails seeking clarification by deadline. A representative from DEC says that the state is still investigating who might be the responsible party. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.